How long did it take you to build that?
That taken me cumulatively about 2 years. And I finally turned it over to, in the stage that they were building it, the test of this, to get it ready for the aircraft. I turned it over to two physicists from the University what is the university in Tennessee, in Nashville?
Vanderbilt.
They turned over two physicists, and they put me under a little contract, and I turned it over to them while they were testing it out. It was later built and put into the aircraft by one of the aircraft companies. And it's sitting there today. If they ever need it, it's over to test it out.
Was you working with NASA when you built that?
I've worked for NASA, yes. Matter of fact, I was under a contract with NASA to develop this. And I come to do this. After I got the contract on this, I sat down one day. I was working for the Atomic Energy System at Oak Ridge in the Atomic, I'm trying to think what to call it now. It was the school that was working with the University of Tennessee to train people for that. And I was sitting there one day and thinking about how am I going to do this? It occurred to me that the only thing capable of describing this is the brain. So I was really working on the brain. And this got me into a series of studies on personalities on the brain. It gave me the different medical aspects of the brain and how the brain works, how your personality is part of the brain, and how it affects you. In other words, this was my model. My model was brain. Now, you can imagine how you take your brain and try to figure out how the brain works. So this was what I was doing. And that's described in this is what I'm referring to as instrumentation and control system for lab buildings and for research and development projects on nuclear aircraft propulsion systems. That's part of it. That's what I was working on.
What other patents did you get?
Well, I'm on 16 patents. Now, one of my patents had to do with the method of printing out material. For instance, I have one time patent that it's for setting up Control system that takes a picture of something and and takes picture and reproduces and delivered to you all finished with you gone. For you set up 300 copies, and it will take a picture of one of them, and it will develop its picture, and it will cut it off and dry it on the machine and set it in, have it stacked up waiting for you the next morning. 300 of them while you're gone, or 1,000, any number, it didn't make any difference what it was. But it was what was called I forget the name of it now, but it was something that had been worked on by one of the picture companies that taken a great big table full of equipment, and I built it. When I designed it, mine sat on a table smaller than this, and I sold them. I began to manufacture these myself, and I built as many as I wanted to build, as many as I wanted to sell, and I distributed them myself. I could have sold the whole thing, but I didn't want to. It was my own achievement. I didn't want anybody else to get it. But it's a photostat reproducing. It was first something that was conceived by this big company that makes films. That's up in Kingsport, Tennessee. I forget the name of them now. See, when you go back, think 50 more years, you get so much in your head that you don't forget it. That's what you wish you could do. You see, it's not a case of forgetting. It's a case of having too much up here. So memory gets crowded and you can't wipe it out. So that's what learning is. That's what reason you're going to school today. See, you're trying to learn a little bit at a time. You're trying to build up a memory bank. And from memory bank, with an ingenuity, that those two go together, and you call that experience, or you call that education. Now, education and experience are synonymous. It's learning, and the reason for it is to build up a brain memory. See, I know memory because I've studied. Now I'll let you talk a while.
Do you have any other patents that?
Well, that's patent on a little bit of everything. See, the last ones that I have are still under secrecy. Six of them are still. Mm-hmm. Under secrecy, that I didn't get anything out of because they belong to government. If they ever turn loose, then I'll get the money for them as a reward, which at that time was $1,000. I don't know what it'd be today.
It's a good amount.
Well, at that time, it's a very small amount. Now, what I was looking for here, I had a. Somewhere, I don't know where it is right now, but I had a picture of some of this stuff that I've talked to you about.
Here's this. Can I take this stuff?
Pardon?
Could I keep these two?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I've got another copy of that. Now this I love. You read that.
Do you write this?
Read all that. That was what motivated the Chinese, the Japanese.
Where did you get this from?
Well, I get that out of, I don't know where I got it now, but I've had it for a long time. But it was one of the best narratives that I have ever read.
It is,
and it's true.
It motivated the Japanese?
This is the thing that motivated the Japanese. And you find that motivation was caused by a man, which was Samuel Levin here, and it was American. The American motivated the Japanese. This man right here that wrote this, that was his philosophy. And he passed it on and it affected the Japanese, so to speak. And that's the thing that motivates them today. If you look at the two systems, you'll see the difference of two systems really is education.
What was the man's name?
It's that man right there.
Samuel Ullman.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. If I remember correctly, Samuel Ullman was out of Alabama.
Did you ever meet any of the presidents?
Yes.
During the war?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I wish I could find that other picture I wanted to show it to you. But I'll run across it somewhere. You see, an interesting aspect of this is that my grandfather was a blacksmith. My father was an automobile mechanic, and I progressed beyond that point. I was an electrician, and by association, I had gone into the space program at the time when there was nowhere to learn it. Did exist. You couldn't learn it from anybody except by association. Now, don't think that I'm dumb. I'm not. Because I've learned a lot in my lifetime.
I know. How many awards have you received?
I don't know. Besides that, that's the only thing I kept. I kept this for the children. You see, when I received this, it was at a time when they were drafting, and I went down to the draft office and volunteered. They told me they knew where I was. If we need you, we'll send.